Nakane is with us. We're talking about their upcoming release, Bastard Jargon, and their show in Sydney. They're also playing for World Pride next month, a show called Switched On, Nakane. Nakane, good morning. Thanks for coming on Newfangled. How are you going?
Morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. This upcoming album, you were challenging yourself to make a dancier, more upbeat record. How was that experience for you?
Oh, there's so much fun. Making music is always such an enjoyable experience. I mean, not always, but there's something making music that you can dance to while you are busy with the process that is quite, you know, second to none. And so I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed not crying while making songs, but actually just, you know, laughing, sharing songs with friends, dancing to the songs with friends. It was quite an enjoyable experience, actually.
Yeah, that sounds great. What was the process like? Were you doing this all on your own, or did you have a few collaborators working with you on the record?
No, initially I did it on my own. I think before I would normally be in a studio with one producer and we'd be, you know, sharing the instruments amongst each other. But I wanted to do things a little differently this time. Actually, strangely enough, is that I did all the most of the tracks by myself, and then I would send them over to producers, and they send back tracks, and then I'll send back what I've changed, et cetera, et cetera. Because I wanted to take part in the production this time around. I hadn't really done that as much before. And that was fun especially because, you know, the production part, I wrote the song before COVID, but the production part of the album happened during COVID. And it was a weird blessing in disguise, in the sense that, you know, sometimes you're in the studio with someone that you really respect and admire, and you're shy about that really mad idea, so you keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you're alone in the room, you can actually try out those mad things because there's no one there that you think might judge you, or you imagine might judge you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got a lot of autonomy through that process. But you've described Bastard.
And I learned a lot.
That's good. You described Bastard Jargon as an existentialist sex album. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Oh, well, initially when I started making this album, I wanted to make what I call a sexy sex album. You know,
it comes through.
Unfortunately, that's good that still comes through. But what happened is that, you know, your psyche, your own psychological nonsense comes up in the lyrics. And so what happened is that, you know, instead of the songs being just about sexy sex or being just fun, I ended up excavating quite a lot of, I guess, the subconscious things that were happening in my mind. And it started becoming quite a reckoning with the past 4 years of my life. You know, in terms of what I believed about, I don't know, monogamy or even sex or, you know, romantic relationships, what they mean to me.
Big changes.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God. Massive.
Cool. And hey, you're going to be in Sydney for a while, World Pride, next month. Is it your first time in Sydney? And, you know, what are you most looking forward to?
It's my second time.
Oh, second time. Cool.
I think I was there 3 years ago around this time. I think it was January, February. And we played a really, really lovely show there. I love the audiences in Australia, particularly in Sydney. People were so involved and warm. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to audience participation. I'm looking forward to being in the moment with people.
Yeah, definitely. When's the show? And where's it on?
The show is in the... It's at the City Recital Hall. Cool. And the show is on the 3rd of March.
Amazing. People can jump online and grab some tickets to that.
Yeah,
jump online and buy those tickets.
Yeah.
Fun night.
Have a boogie.
Sounds like
gay and lovely.
An intimate gig. And we're about to play one of your tracks, Tell Me Your Politic. What can you tell us about the track we're about to hear?
Well, I wrote the song after I had a few experiences, you know, when you've copulating with somebody and it's been a fun time, and then you realize that politically you don't align. This person is saying some wild things, and then you feel really kind of dirty, and you just wish that you'd had more of a conversation before so that you didn't give them this amazing sex that you just gave them. You don't deserve it.
Yeah. What was it like collaborating with, I mean, Nile Rodgers, that's amazing, and Moonchild, Sally, what was that like?
Nile is the best uncle in the world, the kindest person, and he serves the music, and he makes you feel, he doesn't make you feel like your ideas are stupid or lesser than just because you don't have, I guess, his kudos. He's, you know who he is. He takes you seriously. Because, I mean, come on. Why should he do this? He doesn't need me. It's me. But he was, what he did is that he made me feel confident. He made me trust myself. And he helped me trust myself.
That's wonderful.
Because he loves music.
Yeah, what a great trait for Nile to, yeah, just be completely open to everything and anything. And that sounds like a great collaborative.
You know, I mean, that's the hard thing about maybe working with somebody who has such a reputation, is that you can be a little bit afraid of saying, I'm not sure about that. But from the outset, he said, listen, if you don't like something, and because we were sending tracks back and forth, I could just mute it or delete it. And he'd be completely fine with that.
It'd be a tough thing to kind of almost like reject one of Nile Rodgers' like ideas.
I know.
That would be so tough.
I don't know about that now. Oh, okay. Cool. And then you feel bad.
Or maybe
because also you doubt yourself. You doubt, you're like, am I crazy to be saying no to Nile Rodgers?
He probably enjoys it. I'm sure, like, constantly being told everything's good.
I think so. I mean, I know he's not Catholic, but I'm sure he's not the Catholic sort of self-flagellation thing.
Totally. Well, hey, Nakane, I've got to say a big thanks for joining Newfangled, and best of luck for the World Pride Show.
Thank you.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for speaking with me.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Simply please don't go away.